Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us to begin another week of broadcasting the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll get your Bible and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. I do want to say thank you for listening. I'm glad you're there, and I hope you'll tell others about the broadcast. We're turning in our Bible to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 53, as we continue our study on glimpses of the cross in the Old Testament. I pointed out to you, first of all, from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, we saw a glimpse of the cross there where the emphasis was upon the sacrifice of a son. Then we went to the book of Exodus, chapter number 12, where we saw our second glimpse of the cross. And there the emphasis was upon the shedding of the blood. Then we went to Numbers, chapter 21, and there in Numbers 21, we saw the uplifted serpent being a symbol of the cross of Christ. Then on the broadcast last week, we went to Psalm 22. And there we saw our fourth glimpse of the cross, where the emphasis was upon the sufferings of the Savior. Now today we come to Isaiah 53. And here we're going to see a fifth glimpse of the cross. And in this study, we're going to see the emphasis is upon the substitution of the sacrifice. Now, I'm giving you five different glimpses of the cross. None of them are the same. They all give us a view on a different angle of the purpose of the cross of Christ. But as I said, we saw the first one were the glimpses upon the sacrifice of the Son. None of the others teach us that principle. The second one we looked at, the emphasis, was upon the shedding of blood. And again, neither of the others teach us that particular angle of the cross of Christ. They all give us a different view of the sufferings of the Savior and what's going to take place at the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now today we come to this great chapter in the Old Testament, and I want to begin reading at verse number 1, and I'm going to read down several verses. Our real study does not begin until we get down to verse number 4, but I want you to notice beginning at verse number 1, the Word of God said, "Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted." Listen to verse number 5. The Bible said, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." And then verse number 6, the Bible said, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone unto his own way. And the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquities of us all." That's reading 6 verses. We will stop there for our reading today. And I want to go back and look at these verses. Very briefly, we'll deal with the first 3 verses. Then we will come to verse number 4, where we begin our real study on the substitution of the sacrifice. Isaiah 53 is recognized as one of the outstanding prophecies of the Old Testament. I remember reading years ago where someone made the statement that Psalm 23 is the pearl of the Psalms, and Isaiah 53 is the pearl of the prophecies. Then Luke 15 is the pearl of the parables. So here we find that the prophet Isaiah gives us the prophecies concerning the Lord Jesus Christ here in the Word of God. But I want to come now and look at chapter number 53 of Isaiah. And we're going to take a brief glimpse at these first verses and then come on down to verse number 4 for our study of the Word of God during these days. Notice again, if you will, in verse number 1, there are 2 questions that are asked in this verse. There's also a 3rd question asked in verse number 8. Notice these 3 questions together. The first question in verse number 1, the Word of God said, "Who hath believed our report?" Then the 2nd question is, "To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" And the 3rd question is in verse number 8, "Who shall declare his generation?" And I want to just make a simple statement. I'm glad I can answer me to all of these questions. I do believe God's report. I have had his arm revealed unto me, and I am willing to declare his generations. But then we come to verse number 2. Here we find the Bible said, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him." Now, may I please have your attention just a moment. The prophet Isaiah here is prophesying concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah. And here he reveals to us several things about the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, when he said he shall grow up as a root out of dry ground, this could speak of his virgin birth. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ was not born as other men are. He was the earthly son of a heavenly father and the heavenly son of an earthly mother. Mary was his mother, but the Holy Ghost planted the seed in Mary's womb. And so therefore, Jesus is the Son of God. And then also in this verse, we see a submissive life. The Bible said, "For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant." And the tender plant means one that is easy to bend or to conform to the master's will. And so you see Christ in his submission growing up here before God the Father. So we get a glimpse of the supernatural birth, and we get a glimpse of his submissive life. But then in verse number 3 and verse number 4, we get a glimpse of his sorrow. Notice these statements. The Bible said, speaking of Christ, "He is despised and rejected of men." Then the Bible said, "He's a man of sorrow." And the Bible said, "And he's acquainted with grief." The Bible said, "And we hid, as it were, our faces from him." And then the Bible said, "He was despised, and we esteemed him not." Those 6 things in verse number 3 reveal to us the sorrows of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me just mention them again. Number 1, the Bible said he was despised. Number two, the Bible said he was rejected. Number three, the Bible said that he was a man of sorrow. Number four, the Bible said he was acquainted with grief. Number five, the Bible said, and we hid our faces from him. And then the Bible said down in verse number 7, the Bible said he was despised and we esteemed him not. So here we find that the Lord Jesus Christ was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. So we see his supernatural birth, we see his surrendered life, and thirdly, we see his sorrow is mentioned here. But now then, I want to come to verse number 4, 5, and 6. And here we're going to see his substitution. And that is the theme of this chapter. I'm glad that it's not him dying for his own sins, but it's him dying for the sins of others. Notice in verse number 4, the Bible said, surely he had borne our grief and carried our sorrows. The Bible said, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Then listen to verse number 5. The Bible said, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And then verse number 6, the Bible said, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone into his own way, and the Lord hath laid upon him the iniquities of us all. Notice these 6 or 7 things here in these verses. The Bible said, first of all, in verse number 4, he had borne our grief. And then the Bible said again in verse number 4, he had carried our sorrows. And then in verse number 5, the Bible said, he was wounded for our transgressions. Also in verse number 5, he was bruised for our iniquities. Again in verse number 5, he was chastised for our peace. And again in verse number 5, he was striped for our healing. And then in verse number 6, he bore our sins in his own body on the tree. And friend, I want to remind you of all of the sufferings that Jesus Christ went through. He did not go through any of it because of his own sin. Neither did he go through any of that for his own self. But he went through that because of my sins and your sins and the sins of the world. We'll continue tomorrow, the Lord willing. Father, take the word, use it to your glory, and save every sinner by the radio today. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Let me encourage you that you pray for the Harvest Time broadcast. You know the situation that our economy is in, and this radio ministry is sustained by the offerings of the people. Let me encourage you, pray for the broadcast, and then write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Address your letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And then join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
Do not wait. It's growing.